with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Karen Chamis reports on a new sea route to transport aid from Cyprus to Gaza.
The launch of the new sea route is a sign of the international community's increasing frustration with the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. It also showed a new international willingness to work around Israeli restrictions. A ship belonging to Spain's Open Arms will make a pilot voyage to test the sea corridor. Open Arms founder Oscar Camps told the AP,
No, we're not concerned at all about security. We're concerned about the security and lives of the people who are in Gaza, who have neither food nor medicine to treat chronic pathologies. Israel said it welcomed the maritime corridor, but cautioned it would also need security checks. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Senate has approved a $460 billion package of spending bills in time to meet a midnight deadline last night.
The measure has already passed the House. It now goes to President Biden to be signed into law. Lawmakers have been negotiating a second package of six bills, including defense, in an attempt to have all federal agencies fully funded by the March 22nd deadline.
That's correspondent Mike Hempen reporting. President Biden hits the campaign trail.
On Friday, Biden spoke in Pennsylvania. The campaign says that he and the vice president will visit every major swing state in the coming week. They'll also be launching a $30 million ad campaign. President Biden will be in Wisconsin next Wednesday. It will be his fourth trip to Wisconsin in the past 7 months. First Lady Jill Biden was in Waukesha last weekend. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A bill that could ban TikTok is advancing out of committee. The House Energy and Commerce Committee unanimously voting to advance the bipartisan legislation on Friday. It would require the social media app's China-based parent company ByteDance to divest the app. This is SRN News. The Orthodox Church of Greece is banning two local lawmakers who supported a landmark law allowing same-sex civil marriage.
Church authorities on the Greek island of Corfu accused the two lawmakers of committing the deepest spiritual and moral error in voting for the law, which was approved last month. In a statement, officials said that the lawmakers who supported the same-sex civil marriage law cannot consider themselves active members of the church. The socially conservative Church of Greece has strongly opposed the reform, preaching against it and pressuring lawmakers to reject it. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
More than a quarter of female black voters described abortion as their top issue in this year's presidential election. That's according to a survey from health policy research firm KFF. The findings signal a significant shift from previous election years when white religious voters were more likely to name abortion as their top priority. This is SRN News. Those military Ospreys are flying again after a crash that left 8 people dead.
U.S. Naval Air Systems Command on Friday announced the return of the Ospreys, which fly like an airplane and convert to a helicopter. Japan's defense minister says his nation will likewise return its Ospreys to flight status following an adequate analysis of the crash. Before clearing the Ospreys, U.S. officials said they put increased attention on its prop rotor gearbox, instituted new limitations on how it can be flown, and added maintenance inspections. The U.S. fleet was grounded December 6th, a week after a CV-22B Osprey crashed off Yakushima Island. Keith Peters reporting.
America's employers delivered another healthy month of hiring in February, adding a surprising 275,000 jobs. The unemployment rate ticked up by 0.2%, up to 3.9% for the month. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.